Message number 20, the way to receive, experience, and enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit, the aggregate of the all-embracing blessing of the full gospel of God. Crucial point 1, Roman numeral number 2. Galatians presents the Christ who is the threefold seed in humanity for God's dispensing of himself into the believers of Christ for the fulfillment of his economy. A. Christ is the seed of the woman refers to the incarnated Christ, the complete God becoming a perfect man through the dispensing of himself into humanity in order to destroy Satan and to save the believers in Christ from sin and death. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you, between your seed and her seed. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under law. B. Christ, as the seed of Abraham, is for the blessing to all the families of the earth. The unique seed of Abraham, as the last Adam, became the life-giving spirit, who is the blessing of Abraham, the reality of the good land, for the dispensing of himself into the believers of Christ, to make them the corporate seed of Abraham. Chapter 3, verse 16. But to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He does not say, and to the seeds as concerning many, but as concerning one, and to your seed, who is Christ. Verse 29. If you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. C. Christ, as the seed of David, refers to the resurrected Christ who carries out God's New Testament economy for the dispensing of the process triune God into the members of his body so that they may share his kingship in his resurrection in the eternal kingdom. Romans 1:3. Concerning his son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh.